you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it on. Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured. Not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Thanks for listening to the Best of Coast to Coast podcast. And if you want to hear more than just this highlight from the show, become a Coast Insider and you can listen to the complete program, plus recent episodes about out-of-body experiences, the scientific search for extraterrestrial life, and biblical prophecies, which may have foretold our current state of global turmoil. So head on over to coasttocoastam.com and sign up for Coast Insider to catch up on what you may have missed from Coast to Coast.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
Welcome back to Coast AM. It's Friday night. Sitting in for George Norrie, I am Jimmy Church. And tonight we have actor Kurt Smith here live with us in the studio. You can follow me on Twitter at JChurchRadio. Very simple. And you can follow Kerr at actor Kerr Smith. And the links are up there on Twitter right now. And this is the deal. He's an actor. He is fully engaged in the world of ufology and awakening. Kerr is currently on The Fosters and recently wrapped Marvel's Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. As well as, you know, he's got Doubt and Wisdom of the Crowd. Kerr is best known for Life Unexpected, Fox's Justice, NBC's E-Ring, and his breakout role as Jack McPhee on Dawson's Creek. On film, he starred in My Bloody Valentine, The Forsaken, and Final Destination. Early in life, Kerr had the realization that there was something more to this world than he was being told. And this led to a lifelong passion to discover the truth. After years of research, he came to the conclusion that our spiritual journey on this planet was closely related to ETs, and a planetary awakening was in process. Kerr is extremely passionate about helping humanity with this awakening, and tonight we're going to discuss his career, Hollywood, and his recent decision to come out of the UFO closet, his awakening, and his quest for truth. His website is kerrsmith.net. And it's right there on the Coast to Coast AM website. And you can just click on his name and head straight over there and check it out. I would like to welcome for the first time to Coast, live in the studio with us, Kerr Smith. Kerr, good evening, man. How are you?
Great, Jimmy. Thanks for having me.
Pretty amazing digs we have here.
Yeah, it's a pretty sweet studio.
Now, you live here in the neighborhood, right? And you're driving up and down Ventura all the time and you know, the restaurants and shopping. Did you know this is where we were?
I had no idea.
It's pretty cool, isn't it?
I've driven by here a million times. I had no idea.
Right. And now when you drive by.
Now I know.
You'll have the memory, the security. So welcome to the studio. And I want to do this with the Coast audience, and I think it's very important. Our audience is very protective of themselves, and they're so used to having to explain their positions, right, on anything in the supernatural. And maybe they don't even discuss it with their friends and family. But when we bring somebody like you into the circle, it lets them know that the world is expanding and consciousness is out there, and you are helping spread that word, and you're representing now, right? Do you find that your words and your actions now have to be more cautious, or when you're out of the closet, you're just out?
Well, yeah. I mean, I think you have to be careful about, you know, what you say and what your opinions are, but, you know, they are that, you know, just that, opinions. Everybody has their own opinions in this particular subject. So, yeah, you do have to be aware, you know, especially, you know, for an actor, someone that's out in the public. You know, sometimes people tend to listen.
Well, they do. They do tend to listen. And as an actor and here in Hollywood, the easiest way, in most opinions, to get a screenplay greenlit and something into production, make an alien film, alien invasion film. You know, that's the easiest way out. It's a great story, the hero's journey, it's all there. But is Hollywood okay with the UFO subject, actors, directors? You know, do they run around and actually talk about this, or do you think that they are staying in the closet?
Well, there are a lot of sci-fi movies out there. So, you know, the guys that are making those are obviously interested in these types of topics. Me as an actor, I haven't done a lot of sci-fi. I've done a lot of paranormal stuff, you know, Final Destination, Forsaken, you know, My Bloody Valentine, things like that. But I've never been on a starship walking around the halls, because for me, that feels like home, and I would absolutely love to have a job like that.
You know, I was a couple of years ago, I was on a set, and they had like a Star Trek shuttle, you know, on the set. And so in the inside had all the LED screens and the lights, the buttons, the chairs. And I felt like I was flying that ship. I was so happy to be in there. And I took all the pictures that I could, because you're absolutely right. I would love to be able to shoot something like that.
Oh, to sit in the captain's chair at, on the Enterprise. But, you know, then to quickly realize that none of the buttons really do anything.
Right, right. Well, you know, that's why the Orville, right? If you had the ability to go and make a show like that and get it done, that's exactly what I would do. I would be the captain of the Orville. I would write myself that script.
Well, I gotta commend, you know, Seth MacFarlane on that whole journey, because I've watched every episode. I thought it was a little slow in the beginning, but around episode 3, they found the funny, and they started not taking themselves so seriously, and I really love that show.
I love that show, and I think it represents correctly. And they've done a little bit of everything in that, which goes back to my point. Hollywood, the script writers, the story editors, and the producers that are researching this, and the showrunners, they must listen to Coast. They have to research. They have to be out there listening to things like Fade to Black and reading the books and going to these conferences, because they know about parallel worlds and time travel and the Mandela effect and alien races and fast radio burst. Everything is in these scripts these days.
Well, maybe those guys will be coming out of the closet soon.
Do you think that there's a message, though? Do you think, you know, part of disclosure, do you think that this is part of the calming of the storm with disclosure and using Hollywood for that?
Yeah, I mean, look at film itself. I mean, it's a tool that's been used for many, many decades, and it's a very influential tool. And I mean, look what it's done. I mean, something like, Gene Roddenberry with Star Trek, again, we can talk about that. There's a lot of things in that show that really have happened. You know, they have those glass pads. What is it? It's an iPad. It's a cell phone, the tricorders. So these things actually do happen in life. So maybe film is something that is preparing us, you know, on a slow drip, so to speak, for some kind of larger disclosure.
You're right. When flip phones were the big thing, everybody thought they were flipping open a Star Trek communicator.
It was the best. I totally remember. My first phone was a flip phone, and it was, you know, you just flip that thing open and you expect to hear that teeth.
Yep, exactly, exactly. And it has worked its way into pop culture and also the technical side of things, satellites, the internet. All of these things were written about Arthur C. Clarke and Roddenberry, and they were seeing the future, but it forced science and technology in the computer industry to go, and they had the ideas, right? They had the germ of the idea, so they went and figured it out on their own. I think that's exactly how it played out. Let me ask you this, Kerr. When you started to have this life's journey, usually there's an epiphany. There's something that causes you to go left or right off of the road into consciousness and awakening and ufology and start this research. For you, what was that thing that happened?
Well, there were a couple of moments in my life. I'm one of these guys that believes that there are catalytic events that happen in your life that steer you in a very real direction. Things that you decide that are going to happen in your life before you even incarnate on this earth. They're your decisions. So one of them for me was when I was around 16 years old, and my mom and dad took my sister and I to this Christian speaking event in Devon, Pennsylvania, right outside of Philadelphia. And it was one of those outdoor stadiums, you know, a couple thousand people staged. The guy was down there talking. And it was one of those nights where there were clouds everywhere, except there was a hole in the clouds right over the stadium. It was just something really kind of strange and, you know, really neat looking. So the guy's down there talking. He said, you know, come down, you know, join us for a meditation or a prayer. And I don't know what happened, because this is not like me, but there was some surge of energy that came over me, and I jumped the railing. We were at the top of the bleachers.
How old were you?
About 16, 15, 16, something like that.
Still crazy, right?
Yeah. Okay, right. This is just totally not in my character to do this, but I jumped the railing. I turn around, and my parents, they're like, what is going on? My sister was scared to death. I think she might even have been crying, because I'm like, guys, I'm going down there. I don't know why, but I am. And I ran down the bleachers, and I joined the crowd, and I think there was a prayer that happened or something like that. Now, the point is, it wasn't the actual event that was what changed my life. It was because of that event that I started really asking the right questions. You know, a lot of people go through life and they don't ask these questions. You know, they just are satisfied with their life and living in this box that we're born into that we call reality. I wanted to ask questions because in my gut, in my heart, I did not feel as though I was being told the truth.
So it had nothing to do with religion. You're talking about the world in general. You were questioning the very fabric of everything.
It started with religion,
right?
But it very quickly, in my research, became, I started to realize how much of a spiritual person I was. And that was the path that I was taking. And as I did more and more research, and I began to realize that, oh, okay, well, ETs play a part in this whole journey.
And as you, that's an epiphany. That's an eye opener. How long did that period last? If that was 16, we're talking a couple of years of awakening?
Yeah, I'd say a couple of years. I mean, you got to do some research and go on this little journey yourself. And it's, you know, it's different for everyone. I mean, I'm still on that journey.
Right. So this was before the internet.
Oh, right. Oh, way before the
internet. Way before the internet.
This was like 87.
So you're out there collecting books, trying to find some UFO videos and following a couple of researchers. And back then there were some big new, I mean, there was big breakthroughs that were happening every day in ufology.
I think I started with Van Doniken.
Right.
With the Eyes of the Sphinx, and I got into the whole, you know, Egyptian thing and what was going on there. And then I think I moved on to the Seth books, which was my first channeled material, which really resonated with me. But the other catalytic event that happened to me was not too long ago. I mean, it was back in, I don't know, 2013, 14, something like that. The Law of One came across my desk. And I'd read a couple other things that said, you know, the Law of One is material that is extremely valid. About 90, 95% of it is just really what is going on here. So I gave it a read, and I gave it another read.
That's a lot of work.
And then I gave a couple study guides a read, because it's really difficult to understand.
That's a tough read, yeah.
But when I read that for the first time, Jimmy, it was like all my questions were being answered. And I wasn't the same person after that. For weeks, it was like my energy had changed. I had this buzz about me. I was happy. I was like, oh my gosh, something's going on here. I'm aware of something now that I was not aware of before.
You know, that's a pretty good double whammy, though, to go through Seth and Jane Roberts and then digest The Law of One. That's a pretty good solid foundation.
Yeah, it is. It is. And, you know, there's a lot of other material in there, too, that I've loved over the years. But I have to say that The Law of One really resonates the highest with me.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern. And go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's a lot of pros to drinking health-aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health-Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
The wait is almost over. Get ready for the 2024 NFL season as the full schedule is announced. Bring it! Every rivalry, every rematch, every rookie debut, every game revealed. The 2024 NFL schedule release, presented by Verizon, coming in May. Live on NFL Network, ESPN2, and streaming on NFL Plus. Terms and conditions apply to NFL Plus. Visit NFL.com/schedule release to learn more.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.